Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to WSI-sponsored Higgins Tonight Radio Network. Come explore news, information, entertainment, and ideas from a Higgins point of view around the globe. Tune in every night for interviews and lively discussions on current events, philosophy, traditional and not-so-traditional practices, DIY projects, the who's who and what's what of our growing pagan community, right here on Blog Talk Radio, in English and now in Spanish.
And good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're at in the world today. And it could be any one of 202 countries that regularly visit our site. I'm your host, Ed Hubbard, along with my beautiful co-host,
Ariane.
And we're here on another Monday night. I was going to say wonderful Monday night. And for us, it's been good weather and all that, but we want to send out our special prayers and energy out to the people of the East Coast who are facing this bizarre storm known as Sandy. And we want to hope that everybody's safe and sound. Especially the condolences to the captain and the missing deckhand. I hope they're found for the HMS Bounty, which sunk when they were trying to save it.
Yeah, that was really kind of sad that They were trying to save the ship, and they loved it so much that they volunteered to save it, and two of the crew members were lost. I don't know if they found them or not. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet.
No, they haven't found them yet. As far as I know, they have not found them yet.
Mm-hmm. But they did have, as you mentioned, clothing that's for the being in the sea. So that was hopeful, I think.
Right, they have special survival suits on because they knew we were going in harsh waters.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is hard. I mean, this is a hard storm. I mean, probably a lot of people are watching this storm right now. It's one of the larger storms in our history. It's a unique storm in that. And I think as a unique storm, it's almost 1,000 miles across. I mean, it's touching Indiana from the coast. Chicago just put out a warning. Right now, Chicago, Illinois, you can't get farther from the Atlantic Ocean, from the oceans, than Chicago, either ocean. You know, we're kind of like in the middle of the continent. And yet they had to put out a storm warning because Chicago is seeing huge waves. And they're talking about shutting down parts of Lakeshore Drive because the waves are so bad. So
That's pretty amazing, actually. Pretty awesome in a bad way, not necessarily a good way.
Right. Which reminds us that we don't understand nature completely, and nature still has a lot to offer us. It's, you know, and as people who as people who are believers in nature, as people who see nature as a unique force, it reminds us of how utterly awesome it can be, both in the positive term, but also in the negative of how awesome it can be in dealing with things and how much we don't understand about nature.
And have no control over it. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this isn't like we went out there and said, hey, this is not like that, regardless of what the conspiracy nuts are saying. I was, right before I came on, I was looking at some people are making the claim that HARP, the High Altitude Radio program, is white hot right now. They're sending up signals into the radio waves.
Mm-hmm.
They're causing this storm in order to delay the elections.
seems pretty extreme.
Yeah.
Pretty extreme to do that, to delay the election. Yeah. I can't imagine causing billions of dollars worth of property damage and shutting down major cities for days. I just can't see it.
Neither can I, but then we don't have a real understanding of the true conspiracy. That would be the argument.
True. Yeah, I guess so.
So having said all that, one of the things I want to let you guys know, tomorrow night there will be a ritual by Selena Fox right here at 8 o'clock on our station. Wednesday, we're all taking the day off to do Halloween stuff. And then Thursday, we will be back with another ritual for ancestor worship.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah.
They're having one for...
A Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead. Gotcha.
And we're going to leave all the political stuff behind because... If you want politics, especially pagan politics, you want to talk about debate this thing, listen Sunday night at 8 p.m. We're going to have a special, a presidential election special on Pagans Tonight. We have five people representing
that's
candidates.
That's if the election's actually going to happen.
Well, that's if the election actually happens. Well, no, we're going to have our presidential debate no matter what.
Okay.
Well, if nature allows.
There you go. Okay.
That's kind of interesting, and it's kind of fun, and it's a fascinating thing to happen. All right. So let's go ahead and start our subject for tonight.
Okay.
We're talking about the secrets of the crystal web. So we missed the path of the storm by 100 miles. Oh, okay. I wonder where she's at. Blue Fire Witch.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I was looking at the chat room. Yeah, that is. And Fireblade is mentioning that he has crystals around the apartment. I'm presuming his apartment. So the crystal web. One of the things we want to talk about the secrets of the crystal web is that one of the biggest secrets of the crystal web is that when it began, it actually began as an idea of combining one ancient. It began as part of an idea of creating more energy in the world, more psychic energy. Especially for me, it was telepathic energy. And it was one of those things that was created to deal with the idea that we have a greater amount of energy. So in my universe, when I began it, I would begin a idea that I could create more opportunities for people to be connected. And it was based on a really deep idea that was just emerging out of quantum physics that anything you touch, you have connection with. Therefore, if I were to touch a crystal, my atoms and molecules would touch them and would actually be able to find them again. That was one of the biggest ideas. And that was the original premise of the crystal web. That was the first secret of the crystal web, is that anything that we did to connect and do so. So one of the questions that came up, me and Marianne was talking about this, is that people were asking about placement of crystals and ley lines. And why weren't more crystals around ley line positions? And you had a great answer for that, Marianne.
Well, I think the question was actually, I think she said, if I can remember without actually going to the Ning site to look at it, she lived, I believe, in Colorado, and she knew, noticed that on my map that I created of all the crystals I knew about, that there weren't that many crystals in Colorado, and she also had thought or knew that there weren't that many ley lines in Colorado, and she wondered if the two were connected in any way. Because maybe that, I believe that you said that Dawn perhaps said that a lot of the crystals were put along ley lines?
Well, Dawn has always held that ley lines were involved with his portion of the crystal web.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that people have to understand is that for me, the crystal web was part of a group called Newcastle Society. It was really a psychic organization. It was not a magical organization per se. It was a psychic magical organization based on tarot, the use of magic and through the form of mirrors, the idea of telepathy, psychic energy, collective will to change reality through nature of utilizing kind of the idea of quantum physics, the idea of that there was a science underneath all of this. When I met Don, it would be a while later, and he was doing similar things with crystals, and he was making similar claims. His were based on much more magical principles,
mm-hmm.
much more spiritual principles, and he would claim to have incorporated ley lines. He would talk about tapping into the energy of the earth and geomancy. He uses the term geomancy a lot on this.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a very separate idea. And until today, I guess I never really questioned that because I accepted it pretty straightforward. That, you know, yeah, okay, ley lines are involved with this.
Well, and what you asked me about earlier, I think, is that from all I did was look at it as from a map point of view, where they were on the map, what
right.
people told me about where they were placed. And the only thing I can say is they were placed where people live,
mm-hmm.
Just like any other kind of monument or building or thing that people have that tells them this is home. And there's all kinds of things people do for that. That's where the crystals went, is where people lived or where they went to practice spiritual things, which is, I think, a lot of them that you guys did.
Right.
Early on is where you planted them where spiritual practices were done or when you went to another place, a new place.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. But most people just planted them where they lived.
Well, it was a belief. For me, it was also a belief that I outgrew. I once had a really strong, I used to believe once upon a time in the mythical super civilization of Atlantis and Lemuria. When I was very young, I did believe in that. I actually dreamt of being an Atlantean. I dreamt of it, and I felt that I was a part of that, and that there were these crystals in the earth, and people still believe that are emanating psychic energy out into the universe and into the world that we can now detect, and we should be able to find it. But because I couldn't find it, one of the things I laid down really hard was this concept of ley lines. Was that Atlantis, that obviously crystals had to exist in Atlantis. Now, there's not a lot of evidence of the Atlantis of that time. And the more and more that I study it, the less and less I believe in the super civilization. And truth is, people ask me what I thought Atlantis is. I think Atlantis was a steam-driven society that was taken out by a volcano. We know the volcano took it out. It took out a lot of areas. We know that historically, that was a super volcano that was erupted. But in Plato's time, he was describing, and what he describes more and more as I'm starting to take it apart, was probably a steam-driven society. They probably discovered steam. And instead of using coal and things like that, they may have used solar energy to conduct part of it. After all, it isn't that difficult for us to understand that the sun heats things up, and concentrated sun heats up more things.
Are you saying the Atlanteans were the original steampunkers?
They could have been, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they could have been very much so, and we lost that society. And it may explain why we have some abstract things like batteries in Egyptian. I mean, we may have had a
uh-huh.
more advanced civilization at one time, and we lost it. And that is absolutely possible. But in this question of ley lines, I don't see any, like I said, I don't see any correlation between ley lines and the crystal web.
Okay.
Not really, not from the maps.
It wouldn't appear to be, no.
No. And let's talk about ley lines. There's a gentleman by the name of Watkins in 1921 who basically put the first theory of ley lines out. Anyone who thinks that ley lines are like a really ancient civilization idea, knock it out of your head. It really isn't. It was in 1921, and Watkins set out this theory that there were ley lines or lines of the land that connected the monolith in a possible patterns, and that these paths were ceremonial and trade-oriented that took people between the various monoliths that were being built in Neolithic times, and that people traveled over these roads for so long and so often that they made an impression upon the land. And through that, the term ley lines, because he thought the where he saw the roads go through had the word ley, syllable often would be the syllable ley, which may have been a Neolithic word for road for all we know. We don't really know. Between it, he did not at any time put a supernatural or spiritual effect on it. He really just saw these as ceremonial roads and trading roads. You know, hey, we're all going down to Stonehenge and bring all our friends with us. And after Stonehenge, you know, maybe we'll go up to the ones in Wales, whatever, you know, the Windischen circles. And this would make a path that people would travel over for hundreds and thousands of years. People don't realize there was a whole, you know, our civilization as we know it is very, very young. And there's a history of humanity in Europe, thousands and thousands and thousands of years old.
Hundreds of thousands, basically. I mean, if you want to go back that far.
Right. Well, and yeah, at least they're not sure how long it is there. And so this idea of ley lines came out of that idea. The fact is, the idea of ley lines as spiritual documents didn't emerge until 1969. Prior to that, there was no mention of it really being a spiritual set of lines. Instead, in 1969, it was combined with the idea of feng shui that was coming in, and there's where we start to get into the idea of the spiritual connections. But prior to that, there is no one who ever said, oh, ley lines are spiritual. And since then, people have then started creating more and more and more ley lines. More and more of this existed. So
and they were originally basically in the United Kingdom and parts of Western Europe only.
Right.
Right. In this man's theory.
Right. Well, originally Watkins called the old straight track. He says these later developed theories, these alignments, these ancient trackways in the British landscape, were line of sight navigation and persisted over millennia and were for ease of trekking on the road. It wasn't until John Mitchell revived the term ley lines, associating with the spiritual and mystical theories about alignments of landforms, drawing on the Chinese concept of feng shui. He believed that a mystical network of ley lines existed across Britain. And there's no,
the guy in 1969 was also British as well, am I correct?
That's correct.
Mitchell, yes.
Mitchell. Yes. John Mitchell.
Uh-huh.
And so, and part of it was, and Watkins, who had created the idea of it, took some of his ideas from a guy by the name of Norman Locklear, who also dealt with star alignments. And he was trying to explain, he was one of the first people who really kind of went, boom, these monoliths are sunrise and sunset at solstices. He says, these are astronomical. These aren't just random buildings. And so he said, oh, no, these aren't just random, you know, buildings. These are alignments. They're intentionally built as calendars. And so, but it was that basically it was then Mitchell, who came up and put out these ideas. And to this day, no one has, and after looking at this, well, you saw too, is that we saw nobody who's really saying there's any sort of scientific evidence of it existing.
There's been no measurements.
There's been
no one's actually been able to measure them in any particular way that's conclusive or that's,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that can be proven.
Right.
I mean, you can say you feel them, but if you can't measure them, then it's just basically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
It's feeling, I guess. That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, now, and Ronald Hutton, who's a big person inside the Wiccan and pagan community as a historian, calls Mitchell's arguments, who also previously published UFOs, View Over Atlantis, a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, he really was a guy who was deeply into metaphysical thought. And it was new thought, but a lot of it was new thought. He says, described his book as almost the founding document of the modern Earth Mysteries movement. So that was one of his...
It was the 60s, right?
It was the 60s, and so he kind of basically created this idea. And now, Stephen Lawhead...
okay, and I know who that is.
He's an author. Used to travel through various universes, thus connecting ley lines with string theory.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to say that he took the idea even further. Science fiction took it further, saying these are lines of magic. These are lines of supernatural forces. So what happened is, and this is one of those arguments against witchcraft and Wicca and D&D, is that our science fiction began to pick up these ideas and that they moved into the universe of our thought as facts.
I'm not saying that they're not there. I'm just saying that no one so far has been able to prove that they are.
Right.
Right.
And so you have all sorts of people who are trying to crowd in and on the idea of that ley lines exist. So you have a lot of people who have this idea that ley lines exist and that they exist strongly. And that if anyone else has a different opinion on this, especially, you know, Don has a different opinion on this, he can iterate it if he wishes. But at no point in my history of the Crystal Web was I actually looking at ley lines. I just didn't look at them. For me, the secret of the Crystal Web is in that idea of the quantum theory of anything you touch becomes part of your universe. Anything that you will becomes an exertion onto an intelligent universe. So for me, that secret is the most important to it. The idea that we live in an intelligent universe that responds to our intelligence, and that anything that we touch, we're involved with. There's a connection between everybody I hug, everybody I touch, everybody that I'm involved with. Every time we exchange energy with somebody, we're involved with them. There's strings that come from us. And this is, you know, the kind of theory of, you know, why it is. And I believed in something called extra low frequency waves, ELF waves, extra low frequency waves that come out of our minds. So we actually, there's another level of communication that we believe that our brains can receive energy from each other, thoughts from each other, along this very low frequency wave that are very short. And the crystals, because they have some sort of, they are electrical bearers because of the way that you use them, that if you squeeze a crystal, a quartz crystal, it will generate an electrical charge. Very, very small amount. But it is such a powerful charge that they're now putting them in roadways, letting cars run over them over and over again to generate electricity to operate small signs along the roads.
Well, they've been proven in the past. They've been used electrically in the past.
Right.
In radios is the example we talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm. So for me, that tends to be where part of it is. And like I said, so the Crystal Web existed today in part by construction, but almost equally as much, to be perfectly honest with people, as, you know, the outgrowth of it was where people felt the need to put crystals and still do. And for me, there has been, so there has been a bit of a grand plan for me, but there's not been much. I will talk about, and as I've grown older, I've built more of a plant. But the original crystal I planted on 8888 in Lincoln Park in Chicago was actually in a tree. because I wanted that tree to reverberate energy, because I wanted to have a psychic feeling with that tree.
Within a tree?
It's in a tree. The tree still exists.
So was there like a knothole or what?
Where two branches met.
Okay.
At the top of the trunk was where I planted it. And then I planted an amethyst crystal at the base of it.
So you're saying that eventually the bark just grew around the crystal? The crystal's still there?
I hope so. The tree's still there.
Cool. Okay, cool.
And that was my first attempt, because I felt I was bringing living energy into it. And because the original crystal, which I still have, is a broken crystal, it was actually a crystal that I broke. I got the other half in my crystal collection.
Okay.
And I think my daughter actually has it now. But it's actually, it was a broken crystal. So the idea of a whole crystal broken in half meant that the crystal would be together always through that theory of quantum physics. And that's how the crystal works. And that was a very strong feeling and vision for me. And this is predates, you know, me meeting Don and predating me meeting Tracy. This is before any of those events in my life would happen. And so this would be something that I would do. And it was, you know, just a nice day. And it was something that I did very spontaneously. And my kids were very, very small, and I was an ordinary kind of worker. I was kind of a shy worker type who was doing some politics and who had this deep belief in Atlantis, who had this deep hunger, absolute hunger for a different life. And so in a lot of ways, I always look back at it, is that the second secret of the crystal web is, besides these ideas of quantum physics and psychics and telepathy, the second really important secret of the crystal web is I was trying to fulfill a wish to have a different life than I was living. I wanted a better life. And I got it. I mean, no question in my mind that I'd live a better life than I would have if I would have stayed on the path that I was. I didn't say more prosperous. I didn't say richer life. I'm certainly not a wealthier life. Because I was about to be a lawyer. I was about to become a lawyer. I was in a law firm. I was involved with all of this. But within 2 years of that planting that crystal, my life would change so dramatically that within 4 years I'd be a pagan priest. And even at that time, I wasn't really thinking in terms of paganism. In fact, I was kind of a hodgepodge of different faiths. I would be considered a pagan, and in fact, a lot of people consider me a witch because I'd been involved with the witchcraft movement in my teens, but I really wasn't deeply part of it. It would not be considered something I would be considered part of. Somebody's mentioning piezoelectricity. Yes. So that's kind of where we're at. So in theory, the crystals are pretty... There are some crystals, and I'll talk about some of the grids that I've built. But for the biggest part, the ley line system of the world and the crystal web, if there is any coincidence, it is a random analysis unless somebody else did it on purpose.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there might have been people that did actually do it on purpose. I don't know. Most people, when they told me where they planted their crystal, they didn't tell me why. A few did,
right. But
mostly not.
Right.
Mostly it was just to be part of the crystal web. And that just happened to be where they were.
Right. And then since then, people have been adding all sorts of different types of ley lines out there. And they've been doing different types of maps. And different ideas of where these maps are coming from. You know, it's like those maps. You know, there's a map that goes around that says, you know, this is what we're going to look like when the terrible things are supposed to happen.
And according to some people, those are going to happen any day now.
They've already started.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in the middle of a process that is going to destroy the planet. It's going to change everything. It's going to kill. I do something terrible to myself, people. It's hard to imagine me. I know people have it hard to imagine. That I was once really fundamentalist. I was really Christian. and I really believed in the end of the world, and everybody knows it. And now you can, on December 22nd, come to my end of the world pancake breakfast. Because what do you do the day after the day of the end of the world? Eat pancakes. Mm. But I had a really, for a lot of people, this idea of the end of the world is really endearing. And just because we're pagans doesn't mean we don't have this idea in our minds. You know, there's a lot of pagans who have exchanged apocalypse for ecopocalypse. You know, the Earth Mother is going to punish us. And, you know, and trust me, there's people out there who are going to say, Sandy is another part of our crimes. When this storm is over, you're going to hear three things out of the storm. One was a very unusual weather storm, but maybe not completely unusual. We may have had these before. Two,
we just don't have records of them.
Right. Two, climate change is responsible for this. And that climate change may either be natural or that it might be man-made, and that we brought Sandy upon ourselves, us Greens. Or three, Christians are going to scream that it is punishment from God. For me, it's a storm. It's a terrible storm, but it's a storm that happens. And if we believe evolution, if we believe the history that we're hearing, if we're hearing what scientists believe, we've had far worse storms than that one in the past. And so you're going to hear these sort of things. But this idea of an Armageddon is one of those things that kind of brought the crystal web. The crystal web is the opposite. If you believe in the crystal web, you really cannot believe in the end of the world. They're not compatible thoughts. Not to me. So, but we're going to take a commercial. But I'm going to take a commercial break. You guys can call in with your questions. Anything you want to know about the crystal web, anything you want to know at all, give us a call, 347-308-8222. If you know, if you think that the ley lines are involved with it or whatever you've done with the crystal web, give us a call. But we're going to take this quick break and do some commercials here.
Pagans Tonight Radio Network is a nightly podcast on Blog Talk Radio with a variety of shows. Explore news, information, entertainment, and ideas from a pagan point of view around the globe. Join us on Crystal Web Mondays with Ed and Marianne, exploring where crystals, crafts, and psychic powers converge. Followed by Mark Mandrake and Blue Firewitch covering the mystic and pagan world on The Path Less Traveled. On Tuesdays, Surf Crash Study with Selena Fox, followed by Pagan Priest, a panel show with priests from around the nation talking about men's spirituality. On Wild Wednesdays, Where Anything Goes with Ed the Pagan and me, Tracy Logan Wood, followed by Over to Oberon featuring Grey School's headmaster, wizard, Oberon Zell Ravenheart, and Green Egg Editrix, Ariel Montserrat. On Karelian Thursdays with Terry Power, discussing the nature of the divine, followed by the pagan pundit, Reverend Don Lewis, the chancellor of the Karelian tradition. On Friday, Pagan Priestess, another panel show featuring priestesses from a variety of backgrounds, philosophies, and traditions. On Saturday, Pagans Tonight in Espanol, led by Reverend Lamatic and Yoko, followed by Circle's Pagan Warrior Radio, a show that supports military pagans, friends, and family. On Sunday, Variety Show with Liz Hamilton, followed by the new show, Pagan Science Radio. Please visit us at www.pagans.com to see show schedules for all shows or friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Pagans Tonight is sponsored in part by WSI International, your online source for pagan, Wiccan, and magical education. Tune in and join us. Thanks and blessed be.
My Mystic Gems offers a unique and unusual variety of vintage and modern jewelry items. My handcrafted creations include steampunk jewelry, crystal and elemental designs, cosplay accessories, wish wands, and beautiful bullets, my signature line of piece jewelry. My designs are perfect for all gift occasions, including holidays, birthdays, and anniversaries, as well as bridesmaids and groomsmen's gifts for weddings. I do offer custom pieces and will work with you to create something special just for you. Visit my website at mymysticgems.com to find links to both my Etsy and Artbar stores online. You can contact me at mymysticgems@gmail.com.
And we're back. And one note that basically Betwixt and Beyond, that was still listed as our show on Friday night, has been replaced by the Tree of Life show. Really, a group of Louisville Wiccans and heathens combined together to talk about things, and they have a lot more heathen information for those of you who are into that sort of that pagan path. So I think it's a really great addition. Samira and Ravenfire are doing a great job with it. This will be their fourth week at this. If you haven't heard the show, please do. It's really wild. It's right after Pagan Priestess, which has got some of the leading priestesses of our community. And reminder, Sunday night will be our presidential. And that's Friday night. Tree of Life is on Friday nights. We're on every night of the week. And so it's there. So we can always have things. And remember, you can always look in our archives. Every show we've ever done is in our archives. So there's a ton of information there. You're welcome, Lily. Lily was asking what night that was.
Oh, okay.
Tree of Life, and it's a great show. They're doing an end-of-the-world picnic, too, and pajama party. And Applebee's outside in Louisville, Kentucky. So I think that's really kind of cool. All right, so where do we want to take this? Since nobody's asking any questions of me, you know, we always talk, you know, we talk about that. We get good ratings, but, you know, our audience isn't as interactive as some of the other shows.
No, they're just listening, I guess. They're absorbing. I don't know.
Okay. So people have asked me before, so is there any sort of thing? One of the biggest secrets for me in the Crystal Web is that I was fascinated by the concept of psychic machines. There is a place where the ley lines came into my mind, is the idea not of the ley lines themselves, but the idea of that people built psychic machines, that Stonehenge is a psychic machine, that people are building all sorts of ideas. And I really wanted to build a machine that would enhance psychicism, and that I loved, like the giant of, you know, there's the great giant in Wales and all over the world, the Natchez lines. And so in Chicago, where I began this sort of crystal web, I would lay down crystal grid patterns that were being made so popular at the time. There were ideas of that, and I used a lot of crystals. Cricket Hill in Chicago is probably the largest recipients of crystals from as many different people as you can possibly imagine. I laid down a lot of crystals there. And I lay a lot of crystals in a lot of places, because I still have this deep set belief of where I've gone, I'm leaving these sort of psychic crumbs behind me.
Okay.
Kind of like Hansel and Gretel.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So you can find your way back, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
The other thing that I was doing is I was hoping to enhance the idea. There was a time in my life where reincarnation was the most important spiritual concept for me. I wanted to remember my past lives. And I wanted to do more than just remember them. I wanted them to come to the forefront. I wanted the knowledge of my past lives right there at my fingertips. I felt that if I could really reach into my past lives, then why couldn't I speak the language of the time? And, you know, why couldn't I remember the language or the math that I had learned or the sciences that I had learned? You know, all of those ideas of, if I am reincarnation, why couldn't I remember things like the Dalai Lama? Because...
And there's a lot of people that are searching for that as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was one of the drives behind me in the Newcastle Society, you know, that we were the reborn knights. And that we were going to rebuild our lives along more natural lines. And the crystal web was always a part of that. One of the basic concepts of the crystal web is that we could build a web. Now, mind you, folks, in 1988, when I started this, I had heard about the ARPANET. But the internet as we know it was just beginning. The term World Wide Web hadn't really even existed yet. I mean, it was there, but it wasn't very big. So in my dreams, I saw this as a possibility of creating a web, I saw that we were soon going to be attached by a web of energy. And people go, oh, you're just making that up now. Yeah, you just, you know, you're just saying something that happened. But no, I did. And actually, there is a book out that has some of my predictions from 1993 that kind of, you know, iterates, kind of reiterates my idea.
That book is floating around here somewhere. I don't know where it is right now.
And so for me, I kept seeing this energy, and that's what I was creating. Basically, I did not know that it was going to exist as a computer thing. But I knew that soon I was going to be able to talk to the whole world. In 1994, somebody predicted that I would be talking to the world on a regular basis. And now today, which will, as you know, reaches out to 202 countries, our shows are doing so. But the year that I had created the crystal web, the World Wide Web didn't even exist yet. Internet did. ARPANET did. But the idea of the World Wide Web wasn't proposed until 1989. So for me, this is the idea of one thing was, so what I saw, and a lot of times I think I saw ahead of time what was becoming the Internet World Wide Web. And eventually by 1990, people were doing more proposals, and by 1993, the whole world changed. The World Wide Web was here to come here, and basically I got onto the Internet pretty whole scale by 1995. But for me, the Crystal Web was that idea of attachment, and so they kind of paralleled each other in my mind. Because I knew that we needed to create a telepathic connection between people if we were going to minimize conflict.
Pretty heady stuff.
It is, but it is one of the secrets of it. So the original secret of the, like I said, again, it was about telepathy. And what had happened was, I think the thing that people don't realize is that Don, Reverend Don Lewis, Lord Don, as some people call him now, at the time he was just Don Lewis. He wasn't using the term Reverend. He wouldn't be using the term Reverend when I met him for years. That wouldn't come into the late 90s where he was starting to use it for legal purposes and then kind of using it all the time. Nobody would actually know, you know, he became the community's reverend. But at first he was much more of the witch, the wizard, the sort of crystal. And he took it, and one of the things he did very much is he began incorporating this into ritual. He started really incorporating crystal into ritual. He started incorporating the spirit aspect of it. So the Crystal Web went from being an underlying telepathic psychic machine, which we were building around Chicago. I used obsidian, amethyst, monolith crystals, library crystals, smoky quartz crystals, all sorts of crystals, and I laid them down in patterns which would go from the top of the, near the top of Sears Tower, into monuments, to Cricket Hill, up to the suburbs, and around the city, especially heavy in Evanston. And that I was anywhere these places travel, anytime where a group of pagans would emerge or a group of psychics would emerge, we would lay down these crystals. And that's what we would do. And so then, Hoopston is surrounded by crystals. So Hoopston, Illinois, is surrounded with crystals. We lay down a lot of crystals around here.
Yeah, there are a lot here.
And, you know, people laugh about it, but, you know, since those crystals were laid down, not a major storm has hit Hoopston. Not really. Storms pass around Hoopston.
Okay, there you go.
It does. I mean, no tornadoes inside the city so far. You know, we got more rain. Literally, Hoopston itself got more rain than the countryside did this year.
We did. People were envious of our green lawns.
Mm-hmm.
People would come in from all four corners of the state, including Indiana, and say, your lawn is green. And they said it in an accusatory way.
Uh-huh. Right. And they didn't know that, you know, that and we have this crystal web around. They're trying to bring this sort of energy levels up, you know, to make the life better, better listen. And so that's kind of where we're at. And so, you know, there's a real energy with it. And so Don began to bring in this idea of the spiritual, of the ritual, of the idea of it. But we've done various speeches, we've done various pieces of it. But one of the things I think people don't realize, but so that's the other thing. So Don and the Corellian tradition embraced their ideas of the crystal web and enhanced it and laid it on top of what was that. The first real machine that was ever built, that I ever built, and Scott Smintek and Tracy Logan would help me build it. It was the first thing we ever did was in 1993. It was called a telepathic radio. As you know, quartz crystals are used for radios. So we built a radio, which we took to the radio station to help broadcast at multiple frequencies our radio show called Psychic Chicago Radio, midnights on WVVX Chicago FM. And we were able to get into this sort of deep idea of it. So we were sending out a lot of signals. And since then, we've continued to do so. And that would lead me to Salem. In Salem, I have laid down a ton of crystals. Don has done so, too. I mean, there is a grid, quite intentionally. You can't go more than 15 feet without being a place where we place a crystal. I would place a lot of crystals there. Because it being Witch City, being this sort of psychic energy, this sort of place of energy, this sort of energy place, this sort of idea of a living goddess was there. For me, there's always been this living goddess that lives in Salem, made up of all these parts that people believe in. And that we built a sort of summoning machine that was anchored in the back of the World of Witches Museum and in another spot. So, yeah, so we built these ideas of the summoning machine to try to wow, I remember that radio show. I had to get you guys. Yes. Psychic Chicago Radio, Hard Rock Station, yes. That was us. We were the leaders. We're still pioneers. That's 20 years ago next year. so he's mentioned that they remembered that. And in there, we very much created a system of integrating energy into the web. But that was quite intentional. I mean, it was purposeful. We have a lot of people who worked on it, Wendy LaJoy. We've had all sorts of people. And we incorporated a lot of different crystal technologies into that. We built and wired crystals together. Well, you used to wire crystals together there, Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
For this.
That's true.
So do you have any experiences with the crystal webs?
I really don't. I have planted crystals. I myself am surrounded by crystals a good part of the time. I have hundreds of them, and you know, I have my little altar on the desk, and I have crystals I work with, and I have extra crystals and crystals and crystals and crystals. So I guess to me, they're just a part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. I mean, I can look at my table where I work and see 20 or 30 of them just scattered around the table that are in some sort of process of either already being worked or getting ready to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess maybe I take them for granted a little bit. Maybe I should learn to pay a little bit more attention again. But for me, they're just a really big part of my life. Not only my work, but also, you know, just to have them. And to have them around, and to carry them. I carry them with me, too. So
mm-hmm.
To me, they're just, I don't know whether I use them to connect with other crystals or other people as much as I do for my own sense of safety and happiness, I guess.
And that,
they make me feel good.
I think that's the most important thing. Do they make you feel good?
Mm-hmm. They do.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I don't really, so on some levels, I don't really think about them. To me, they're just, they're part of my life. Kind of like wearing jewelry or wearing clothes or whatever. They're just there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's good or bad or if it matters, but that's just how I feel about them. So to say that I actually consciously go into the crystal web, not necessarily, no. Because I feel like I'm surrounded by them, so there's really no need for me to do that.
Gotcha.
Never really thought about it before until you asked me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my job, to get people to think.
Okay. Well, you did.
Now, in the next hour, folks, you know, after this show, let me go ahead and mention that we are going to have Blue Fire Witch and Mark Mandrick are doing live tarot readings for end of the year, end of the witch's year.
Cool.
Yeah, it's been a long time since anyone's done live tarot readings on Pagans
mm-hmm.
Tonight.
Mark used to do them quite a bit.
I mean, yeah, we used to do a lot of them, and then we kind of just steered away from them. Not for any particular reason.
It would be nice that they're doing them, though.
And that's always been a really kind of neat mainstay of things. So,
well, that reminds me. We'll have to call Terry and see if she'd like to come on. Speaking of Terry, she lives in Massachusetts, or New Hampshire. I can't remember which.
No, Massachusetts.
And we send out good wishes to her and hope she's well and safe and
mm-hmm.
surviving the storm in one piece.
Absolutely. And if you want to find Terry, you can always go to her webpage, The Stone Lady, thestonelady.com, or you can find her on the Evil Facebook. Yeah, Facebook is evil.
Mm.
I'm starting to believe it. It broke its promises.
Sucks you in, and then it changes the rules.
It does, doesn't it? But you can find all of us on Pagans Tonight, we have all got tons of Facebook pages. It's really My Mystic Gems. But talking about crystals that you're working with, why don't you talk about some of the crystals you're working with now and what you're making?
Okay. I'm sitting right here at my table, and I've got some titanium quartz, which is, they also call it mystic quartz. It's been treated with titanium, and so it's a really pretty blue-silver color.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some amethyst, and I've got some regular quartz.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a big old ruby record keeper that I'm getting ready to wire.
What do you mean by record keeper?
A record keeper, usually they're ruby or a lot of times phantom or regular quartz.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually have some sort of a geometric pattern on their surface, usually a triangle, but it can be a diamond or a square.
Mm-hmm.
And those that have those patterns on them are considered record keepers. And record keepers supposedly contain all of the knowledge of the universe. And that if you know how to tap into that, you can read it with one of
mm-hmm.
these record keepers. They're considered very old, very wise stones.
Mm-hmm.
Don't see them. I mean, they're not rare, but they're not common either. So
mm-hmm.
I'm always on the lookout for stones that have little geometric patterns on them. It goes along with sacred geometry and the whole, you know, the whole nine yards. So they're kind of considered, you know, and they have a woo-woo factor, absolutely. Kind of like a phantom quartz, a similar
mm-hmm.
sort of vibration.
Absolutely. I love that sort of thing. So where can people find your stuff if they want to take a look at
it? They can find me at mymysticgems.com, and from there they can jump to either my Artfire or my Etsy store. If they want
mm-hmm.
to look and see what I have. Right now I'm working on some new bullets that I got at this handy-dandy kind of a metal etching stylus, and I've kind of started making some pictures and things on the bullets, and I'm practicing with that. So that's
mm-hmm.
kind of cool. That's kind of a new thing for my bullets. And hopefully I'll have some of those up next week.
Mm-hmm. All righty then.
I did want to mention that I will give a little sneak preview here of the upcoming Carillion Times. Mm-hmm. There is an interview with me that Faye Moore did, so that's something to look forward to next week when the Carillion Times comes out. I was very pleased that they chose to interview me and to talk about my jewelry.
Wow. Excellent. I didn't.
And those of you that want to look through the Carillion Times and read the article, there's actually a little secret in there about how you can save money on a jewelry item.
And that's going to be important with Yule coming up.
Yeah, Yule's coming up. I hope to have a really good season, mm-hmm. and I hope everybody has a good Yule and that we're still all here on the 22nd eating pancakes.
That's right. Now, somebody's mentioned this, is they're asking, what do you mean by looking for geometric shapes? Don't all, most crystals have geometric shapes?
These are actually incised or indented, either one. They're either raised either raised or incised into the surface.
Mm-hmm.
To where if you look at it when the light hits it a certain way, you will actually see a triangle etched on the surface of the stone. Or, as I said, I've seen diamonds, I've seen squares. Triangles are the ones I think that are most common and the ones that most people consider a record keeper mark.
Right.
Rubies, a lot of rubies have them, the rough, the gemstone rough. I've seen a quartz, especially phantom quartz, a lot of them has it as well.
Gotcha. Well, I have one more little strange fact to bring up. Now,
okay.
For all of you that think the World Wide Web and the electrical grid we're putting into place in the world, or even the crystal web where it's telepathic, is a new idea or a unique idea, you'd be wrong. One of the things that was discovered this week, and I didn't get to mention on Science or Pagan Science Radio yesterday, we got caught up with everything we're doing, I forgot to mention this, but this Janish researchers, especially Christian Pfeiffer of the Argus University, has been working on this, and they have discovered there is a bacteria that's only 1 centimeter long and 100 times thinner than a human hair. And what they're doing is they're on the ocean floor producing electrical currents that break down matter to generate energy for themselves. And they have these cables under the ocean. 1 square meter, about 10 square feet, in an anaerobic sediment of the seabed is home to more than tens of thousands of kilometers of these cable bacteria. And they're causing, and inside of each of these bacteria is insulated wires that conduct current from one end to the other.
Huh.
So nature has this sort of electrical cable. And because there's no oxygen in their environment, they're utilizing the electricity to obtain oxygen from seawater in the anaerobic conditions. So
this is deep in the ocean?
Right, in the sediment of the ocean, yes.
There's some really strange things deep in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of phosphorescent and electrical weird creatures down there. So who knows what might be down there.
And there's still a theory out there that trees themselves, which is where things might be electrifying the atmosphere as well, that trees are a conduction of electricity. So this idea of electricity around the world existing isn't just a theory. It is happening. We just may not understand it. And that's the third secret of the crystal web, that everything conducts electricity. We are conducting electricity. And just as we use electricity to send messages to each other on the World Wide Web, and previous to that to telephone, previous to that to telegraph, previous to that to tom-toms through the sound wave, so too does nature use electricity to send messages and utilize electricity across the board. And that's where the crystal web came in. One of the strongest secrets of it is that I believe that there was a way for us to send signals to each other at a subliminal level. And so that was one of the biggest things that happened. But, you know, before you think that we're so unique in the universe, so rarefied in the universe, that what we do doesn't have any real meaning, recognize that nature's build all sorts of things.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, take a look. Marine bacteria act as living electrical cables. It was just put out in the news this week.
Sounds interesting.
Well, so one last time, Marianne, where can they find you and find your stuff?
They can find me at mymysticgems.com. And I hope you go and look. If I don't care if you buy, well, I do care if you buy, but I'd love to have you look and mm-hmm. and just comment. I like that too.
Mm-hmm. Take a look and talk about it. Well, we're almost through. We're going to be the show. We're going to end with. Where is it? Oh no, I can't find it. We're going to stay. Here we go. We're going to do a really quick crystal web meditation to end the show tonight, and we're handing it over to Blue Fire. Well, not ending it, making our transition to Mark Mendrick and Blue Fire Witch, and they're going to do tarot. So stick around; it's going to be a great show. And you know, anytime there's a tarot show, it's always fantastic. Good night, folks.
We will now
bye, everybody.
The crystal web. Let us find a comfortable position. Imagine with me the sleeping crystals in the web. All over the world, hundreds, thousands of crystals buried in the earth or otherwise linked into the web, all sleeping in their cubes of white light. Cubes of light which slowly spin clockwise around the crystals they encase. Let us call into ourselves the energy of the universe. Let us open ourselves to the energy of the universe and imagine the energy coming down into us. A beautiful, clear, white light coming down into us through the crown of our head. A beautiful, clear, white light full of strength and joy and love. This is the light of spirit, the light of being, the light from which all things are made. Let that beautiful, clear, white light enter you and fill you. Let it go into every part of your body. Let it suffuse you. Let it move within you. Be one with the light. Feel its power. Feel its strength. Feel its love. Now imagine that light most strongly in your heart chakra. Feel the light within your heart. Feel it growing stronger and brighter within you. Stronger and brighter and brighter and stronger. Seeing it shining out from your heart like a white sun within you. Now from your heart, send out a beam of white light to your crystal access point. See that beam of light go out to your access point, no matter how close or far your access point may be. See the beam of light from your heart connect to the access point. See the light flow from your heart through the beam and into the cube of light surrounding your crystal. See the cube of light begin to glow within the white light from your heart. See the cube grow brighter. See it spin faster. Send more and more light from your heart into the cube. See it spin faster and faster. See the cube transform into a tetrahedron, a triangle of spinning light, spinning clockwise around your access crystal. The access point is now open. Continue to send light from your heart into your access point. And in that light, let us set our intent. Divine Mother Goddess, Divine Father God, beloved ancestors, we pray that you will help us to send this energy in love and trust, that the changes which are unfolding shall take the most positive and peaceful form possible, if it be in accordance with the free will and highest purposes of all. Beloved ones, may it be so. Now see that light spread out from your crystal, traveling along the lines of the web to join with other crystals. See the light spreading through the whole of the web, illuminating it across the globe. Continue to send light from your heart into your access point, and from your access point throughout the web. And may the guardians of the web anchor and direct this energy for the highest good, by our will, so mote it be.
So mote it be.
And now let the image fade from your mind. It will continue forward without our further attention. And let us take a moment to clear and release all excess energy, keeping what we need and letting any excess release, see it flowing out of you like water, returning to the universe.
Well, good evening, everyone. Happy Monday, and welcome to the Path Less Traveled. Hope everyone's excited.
Well, I'm certainly excited.
Are you excited? Because it's our end of the year Tarot Show.
Very, very excited. First, before we start, I'd like to say that, you know, our hearts and energies are with those people affected by the hurricane and storm tonight along the East Coast. Here in North Carolina, where I am, we missed being in the path of the storm by about 100 miles, I would say, to the north. So I feel very lucky, and I'm probably going to leave an offering to Poseidon tonight.
No kidding. I'm glad you're safe. Here in Michigan, we have a lot of wind and we have a lot of rain coming for tomorrow. But other than that, everyone here is safe, which I'm very thankful for.
Very much so. So I know there's a lot of people who probably want to call in. The call-in number for those people who want to call in and get a free reading tonight on air is 347-308-8222. You can also call in using Skype if you have Skype. So, we'll try to get as many people in as we can. I think we're going to limit it to 3 card readings just so we can get all the callers in that want to have a reading with us. Mark, did you say you're going to be using your Rider-Waite deck?
Yes, I'm using my standard 70-plus-year Rider-Waite deck. For those of you that are holding on and listening to the show, if you do want a reading, go ahead and hit that button of, yes, I would like to speak with the host. There's quite a few people holding, and I'm probably just going to start picking people from those who have been holding the longest to the least. So if you are just listening in and you don't want a reading, well, I apologize in advance, but you might be put on the spot very briefly. I do see quite a few people here. I'm just unsure if all of them want readings or not. But we will soon.
Well, you have to press 1 to speak to the host. So if you're on hold and you want to be on air, make sure you press 1, and then that'll put you into the host queue so that we can answer your call.
Yes.
So do you have anybody I was going to tell you about the deck I was using. I'm using the Olympic Tour deck. It's got all the it's based on Greek mythology, so it's got your standard Rider-Waite format. It doesn't make any real changes, but the imagery on the cards is different.
Very exciting. Very exciting. And do you do reverse meanings with your deck?
I usually leave it up to kind of like the context. So in other words, sometimes reversal could mean reversal, but it really depends on the context. Sometimes you get a reversal and you really think, you know, that doesn't really fit with the reading, you know. So, but reversal can be, you know, have a reverse meaning to it, I believe.
Cool.
All right. So do we have anybody ready to call in? You want to just give people their choice of who they're reading from? They can choose either you or me. Unfortunately, it's not a third choice. Either me or Mark Mandig.
See, I was thinking we could also do, like, 2-on-1. You know, as I said in that one episode of Seinfeld, a menage a trois. It doesn't be menage
a trois. Well, I can definitely... You know, if you lay out the cards, I can definitely, or do you want to both lay out cards for them?
Yeah, we can both lay out
cards.
Longer.
Oh, okay.
It's up to you. We'll see how
I just figured that would take longer, but we'll see.
It would take longer. Or we could just go back and forth.
Yeah, we could do that too, you know, but if somebody really, there might be like, you know, for example, Temple Nevers calling in for me or something like that. If you really want to request somebody, you can. Otherwise, we'll go back and forth.
Okay. Sounds good. And if you have a strong preference, none of us will take offense. So we just want to enjoy. And once again, if you do want a reading, do press that 1. And if there's still people on hold who have not pressed 1, I will probably double check. Anyway, we're starting off with area code 315. And area code 315, you are on the air on Pagan Tonight on the Path Less Traveled.
Hi, my name is Christina.
Hi, Christina. Where are you calling from?
Hemnan, New York.
From where?
Hemnan.
Wow.
It's a really
How are you doing over there with the storm?
It's a tad bit windy, a little bit of rain, but not too bad.
Good. Very good. Well, I imagine you're here to get a reading.
Oh, yes.
So Mark, using Old Bard Diversity. Sure. I was going to go ladies first, but we'll make it ladies first choice. So that's your choice. Here we go. Wheel of Morality, turn, turn, turn. Show us the lesson we have learned. Oh, wait. Wrong show. Making a reference to Animaniacs, a cartoon from the 90s. Or those of you that remember, they're children of the 90s. Anyway. And Christina, do you have a specific question?
Not really, just I'm going to succeed in life, really.
All right, then I'm just going to do a 3-card spread of past, present, and future, okay?
Okay.
Oh, interesting. So in your past, I'm reading the 9 of Wands. And here, in this specific situation, I'm reading that you've had some trauma, had some problems in your childhood that have definitely made you, where you put in some unsafe situations, and psychologically speaking, you're looking for, shall we say, you're always afraid that something else is going to happen, you know, something worse. Like, okay, bad things have happened, I'm waiting for more bad things to happen.
Yeah, they shoot it off.
Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that really does.
Okay. I'm on the right track. So for your present, what I'm seeing is definitely an awakening of spirituality. More so trying to learn as much as you can, and also trying to... You're also been trying to look towards guidance from more spiritual authority figures. That sound about right?
Yeah, I recently started practicing Wicca maybe about three months ago.
All right. And what I'm seeing in your future, I have the Hermit reverse, so you definitely got some good stuff going on with your Major Arcana. Here, what I'm seeing is both a problem and some good things happening as a result from the work of your spiritual progress, shall we say. One thing I'm seeing that in the future, looking more towards groups and looking towards more like-minded individuals, but I also see that it will be difficult for you in the future to have a balance between listening to others for wisdom and also listening to your own personal intuition. So one thing I would definitely watch out for, since you did have the Hierophant and you have the Hermit, which are definitely cards of very, very auspicious cards in terms of spirituality, definitely trying to find a balance in the future between those two forces, between your own intuition and being the priestess of your own personal religion of Christinaism, and also looking towards people that you respect and admire in spiritual circles.
Wow, okay. Well, I thank you very much. That's a great reading.
You're very welcome. All right. Well, Christina, thanks so much for calling in and letting us airing your dirty laundry all over the thousands of listeners. All right. Have a blessed Samhain, and time for the next caller.
Okay, so who's next?
Next is area code 602.
602, okay.
So Erica, Erica 602, you are on the air on the path less traveled.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Katrina.
Hi, Katrina. How are you doing?
Oh, just fantastic. All
right.
Okay. Katrina, it's my turn, if that's okay with you, and I'll do a three-card reading for you. Is there any specific question or query that you have?
Pretty much just like, you know, generalized past, present, future. I've kind of had a crazy year, so I'm kind of wondering if the next year is going to be crazier or a little more relaxed, you know.
Okay. All right. Let's see what the cards have to say. Doing a little bit of shuffling here. Okay. Got three cards. Interesting. Okay. Interestingly enough, you have three wands cards. And not necessarily in any order, which is strange, because you think there was just being up for me not shuffling well enough, but they're all in different orders. So it's very interesting. The first card representing your past would be the Knight of Wands. And I love the imagery of it on this deck. But essentially, when I get a court card like that, I almost always think that it might be a person and somebody who had some kind of strong impact on you.
Okay.
Somebody, you know, probably from your recent past or somebody you've known for a very long time, somebody who's had some sort of long time impact on you. So a friend, maybe a boyfriend, a brother, not necessarily somebody too much older than you, but somebody your age or possibly a little bit younger.
Okay.
You know? This person has had a great deal of impact on you. Is there anybody that comes to mind when I speak of this person?
Probably my best friend Ronnie. Like, you know, I've been pretty, tight for a long time. So.
Alrighty. Your next card is the Ace of Wands, which is also quite. It's really kind of interesting that you got three wands in a row. I love it when there's like that pattern throughout, because it doesn't happen very often. And sometimes I think, well, maybe I just didn't shuffle well enough, but they're all in different orders, so it couldn't have come from that, so it's really cool.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
So the Ace of Wands is really, when you think numerologically about the number one is about beginnings. It's about going forward. If you think about the tarot, you've got your fool card, which is the zero, and it's about, a state of naivety and not knowing which direction to go. But the Ace of Wands is about, knowing that direction and starting something new. So, and it's interesting that this kind of person comes up in it because maybe they have something to do with this, either like a new venture or a new idea, possibly having to do with family or business in some way. Maybe have you started a new job or you're looking to do something involved with this person or something like that. I'm not sure, but
actually, yeah, that's
essentially. I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I was saying, that's actually pretty spot on, so, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Okay. All right. So, are we talking, a business venture or a new job? Because that's it could be family and other things, too, but that's kind of, the energy that I get from it, is that I think that it has to do with business.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay.
All right,
great.
Last month, though.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's always nice to hear that. In this bad economy, people are actually getting promoted and stuff like that instead of just laid off.
Oh, it's far and few between, I gotta tell you.
So that was your present card. Your future card, I really like this. This is the Four of Wands, And, you know, four is definitely it's a card of balance. And it's also a card having to do with prosperity and kind of enrichness and progressiveness and things like that. It's a card that I personally associate greatly with my spiritual father, Hermes, who is, amongst other things within the Greek pantheon, the god of commerce and businessmen and things like that, business people, to be gender neutral. And this card has to do with, you know, this, you know, what I think this probably has to do with your promotion and kind of the feeling of success with this promotion and going forward with this path in your life and knowing that you're on the right path and that you've done good for yourself. You know, it's a card that has to do with prosperity. It says, you know, like, you know, kind of the rest after a long period of hard work and enjoying the fruits of your labor. So, I mean, that's a really good reading, you know. It's basically, the cards are telling you congratulations. You've done well for yourself.
Awesome. Perfect.
Thank you
so much.
And, you know, as well with the first card, the Knight of Wands, it may represent your friend, but it also may represent that message of opportunity that led to the promotion that then led to your feeling of success. But I think what it is that you're really going to be happy in this new position, and you're really going to enjoy it and go forward with it and know that you're on the right path.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Katrina, for calling in. I'm glad that I could do a reading for you.
Oh, I love listening to you guys' show, so I had to call in tonight.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being a listener.
Oh, thank you, thank you. You guys have a blessed day, Alan.
You too.
Bye.
Oh, boy. Let's see who's next.
That was a really good reading.
That was a great reading. That was awesome.
Yay.
I like it when people get good news.
Me too. But it's not always the case.
No, it's not. I've had to give people bad news before. I tell people, hey, you better not do this. It's going to be bad. And then they go ahead and do it anyway. And I'm like, I told you so.
Yeah. But you got to do what you got to do.
Uh-huh.
All right. So next, we have area code 775. So area code 775, you are Pathless Track.
Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Hi.
Who's up?
David.
Hey, David, and where are you from?
Reno, Nevada.
Excellent.
We're getting people from all over the country tonight.
That's always the best. My favorite part about doing the show is we have so many awesome listeners from so many parts of the world, not just the United States.
It's so chilly right here in North Carolina. I think I'd rather be in Reno.
So, David, who would you like your reading from?
Doesn't matter. I don't care.
All right. So just keep doing our back and forth then?
Yeah, that's fine with me. Go ahead, Mark.
All right. And David, do you have a burning question that you would like to, like some guidance?
Sort of. I sort of feel like I'm kind of like in a, I guess you can call it like a fork in the road. I sort of feel like I'm sort of stuck in my life. I'm indecisive. I feel like I don't know what to do, like try to promote like a healthy living, if that makes any sense.
Sure. So do you want a reading centered on your health, or you said there's a fork in the road. Is there a decision that you're debating?
Partly just whether I should try going back to school or seeking like the right type of spiritual path. It's sort of like a multifaceted type of thing.
Okay.
Or if it's too confusing, maybe you could just do a general reading. That probably might make more sense.
How about... Here, I have a theory for you, a suggestion. How about we do a three card on body, mind, and spirit?
Okay.
Sound good? All right. So let's shuffle the old cards. Warmed up. All right. I think they're warm enough. You know, I'm so glad I have ethics with Tarot. If I was an unethical person, I would, and because I do work with a lot of trickster deities, I would totally be tempted if I was not me to say, "Oh my God, I can't believe," you know, make up some horrible things. But that would not be fun. Maybe that would be fun for like an Adam Sandler movie. If Adam Sandler was like a fake Tarot reader or something. That would be pretty funny.
I can't see Adam Sandler as a Tarot reader. That'd be interesting.
I don't know. I never would have thought of Adam Sandler as an ex-Israeli Special Forces commando-turned-hairdresser, but, you know. He can do that. I think he can do a fake Tarot reader.
I suppose you're right.
That man has range. Range, I tell you. Or we could have an opera man reading, like, "This is your reading, the tower is here again. Please expect the worst." No. But anyway. I'm sorry, David. I digress. So, and I did not get the tower anything, you know, super horrendous in your reading. So, rest assured, that is not your fear for this evening. So, from a 3-card reading here for body, mind, and spirit. What I am seeing is going on with your physical body. You are overindulging, and it's probably something true for most Americans. You're definitely not eating right. You're eating what you would like, but not what's healthy. And part of that is connected to even having some stress, and maybe even actually looks like more like some depression issues, and even using food as a coping mechanism. Now, luckily, you're not having created any lasting damage, and this isn't something you've been doing, you know, horribly. So, I mean, you're not like drinking gallons of gravy or anything with a cheese stick the size of a broom, but you do have some time to kind of pull yourself out of this, and sooner rather than later would definitely be advisable.
Okay.
So have you been overindulging a little bit in food as a treat?
Sort of. Like being hamburgers probably more so than I'm meant, but nothing really too heavy.
All right. So I'd probably cut off the hamburgers.
Okay.
Just in moderation. So that's what I see in your body. Also just having a general lack of focus in treating your body well and having a plan. You have lots of desires, and that's, of course, something that's natural being human. Anyway, going in your mind, I am seeing the evidence of, once again, some depression issues and some... definitely some things that you're having problems confronting. And instead of confronting negative emotions and getting past them, instead kind of retreating. So that's part of the thing I'm seeing with your mind is just you'd have a lot more mental energy if you allowed yourself to feel those emotions. Now, one might say, well, you know, emotions and mind are separate, but it's the mind that shapes emotions, and emotions influence mood, which, of course, influence how we think. So you're kind of stuck in a negative feedback loop. So what I would suggest, and what the card is suggesting, and I'm sorry, I should have said what card I had. The card I had for your body, I actually had the 7 of Cups reversed. And here I'm looking at the 8 of Cups reversed. second. Interesting.
Lots of reversals.
Yeah. And, but anyway, confronting, when you can feel those emotions instead of just saying, oh, these things happened and I'm not going to try to deal with them or even think about them, those emotions are still trapped in your body and they're trapped in your mind and not having a release. Anyway, this brings me on to spirit, and this kind of actually throws everything together. And I have the Ace of Swords reversed. And here, instead of the Ace of, what I'm getting is instead of the Ace of Swords and the sense of, like, inspiration, it's more of a forceful downward thrust. It's the taking a look at the things that are happening and really focusing as much mental energy as you can on these things that even repressing or not being afraid to confront. And really talking to yourself into, look, no, I need to confront this. I need to get over these things. And I'm in control. And I think also that sense of getting back to that sense of control is going to help you in the other aspects of yourself. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, it does.
Good. Well, anything you'd like to add or any further clarification?
Do you see any romantic possibilities in the future? Or
I do. However, it's very contingent on you and getting over the person that you're still slightly obsessed with.
Okay.
So you need to, as I say, empty your cup. So if you can empty yourself of the emotions of the past, and you can leave it open for a lot of great things happening in the future. And just because I'm feeling nice, I'll throw an extra card just to see, confirm. And yeah, the card I drew was a sun card. So yeah, that's super happy, fun ending. But not the super happy, fun ending you might get at an illegal massage parlor. Anyway. Anyway. All right, well, David, thank you so much for calling in. And I hope everything works out.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It's 10:30 already.
Is it really?
Yeah. How fast did that go?
That's inconceivable. How do these things happen?
Yeah, we should probably stop and pay the piper real quick and then come back.
Time to pay the piper. What movie was that from where the guy kept on, like, talking about that? You gotta pay the piper.
I don't remember exactly. I just thought it sounded cool.
It does sound cool. Anyway, it's commercial time, folks. We'll be right back for more Tarot fun. I was going to say Tarot for fun and profit, but the only profit is a fun radio show. So Tarot for fun and fun. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Pagan's Tonight Radio Network is a nightly podcast on Blog Talk Radio with a variety of shows. Explore news, information, entertainment, and ideas from a pagan point of view around the globe. Join us on Crystal Web Mondays with Ed and Marianne, exploring where crystals crash and psychic powers converge. Followed by Mark Mandrake and Blue Firewitch covering the mystic and pagan world on the path less traveled. On Tuesdays, Surf Crash Study with Selena Fox, followed by Pagan Priest, a panel show with priests from around the nation talking about men's spirituality. On Wild Wednesdays, Where Anything Goes with Ed the Pagan and me, Tracy Logan Wood, followed by Over to Oberon featuring Grey School's headmaster, wizard Oberon Zell Ravenheart, and Green Egg Editrix, Ariel Montserrat. On Karelian Thursdays with Terry Power, discussing the nature of the divine, followed by the pagan pundit, Reverend Don Lewis, the chancellor of the Karelian tradition. On Friday, Pagan Priestess, another panel show featuring priestesses from a variety of backgrounds, philosophies, and traditions. On Saturday, Pagans Tonight in Espanol, led by Reverend Lamatic and Yoko, followed by Circle's Pagan Warrior Radio, a show that supports military pagans, friends, and family. On Sunday, Variety Show with Liz Hamilton, followed by the new show, Pagan Science Radio. Please visit us at www.pagans.com to see show schedules for all shows or friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Pagans Tonight is sponsored in part by WSI International, your online source for pagan, Wiccan, and magical education. Tune in and join us. Thanks and blessed be.
Hello, this is Reverend Don Lewis from WitchWorld.com, your anyone, anytime, anyplace online magical education. With a wide range of classes in magic, witchcraft, and psychic arts, as well as exciting social forums through Ning and Yahoo, video through Magic TV, and online radio with Pagans Tonight. Buy a membership today, WitchWorld.com. Books, Witch School's first, second, and third degree lessons, ritual and theory and practice, and living the Wiccan life available from Llewellyn. Everything you always wanted to know about God, the universe, and everything available at a bookstore near you.
Okay, we're back. And we have much to row and to do, folks. So I'm just going to keep on rowing.
For those of you who have tuned in late, this is the end of the year tarot show where we're giving free tarot readings, and the call-in number is 347-308-8222. We're going to try to go through as many people as possible. So who's up next for us?
And remember, if you want a reading, you have to say you want to talk to the host. So, all right, next, area code... Don't think I. Eric with 715. You are on. Hello?
Hello?
Who's
Hello?
This?
My name is Adam.
Hi, where are you from?
I am in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Yes, Adam. Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
And it's my turn. I get to give you your reading.
Awesome.
I know Adam from Facebook. He's a fellow Hellenist. And
oh,
I told him to call in tonight, so.
Well, funny how that worked out, huh?
Yeah.
When I heard 715, I'm like, I think that's Wisconsin.
Well, obviously the gods have needed it.
Yes, definitely.
Right.
Any specific question that you want to ask?
Not really specific. I do know that my wife and I would at some point like to have a kid, but we don't really know if that's going to be possible.
Okay.
Because we at one point were trying and, you know, nothing happened. So maybe that.
Okay, so let's focus on fertility and health then and see where we go. Okay?
All right.
I'm going to shuffle my cards a little bit, get the old energy out and put new energy in, and we'll see what kind of answer they come up for you. So how long have you been married now?
3 years. No, I'm sorry. We've been together for 3 years. We've been married... my wife will kill me. Since it'll be a year last May.
Awesome.
Things kind of, I don't know, we have a really good marriage and we just kind of lose track of time.
Like, you can't tell how long you've been together. That's good, though. That's
right,
good.
It feels like it's been forever.
When the marriage seems timeless, like it's always been. I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't think that's a bad thing at all. So, you're living in your own place now.
Mm-hmm.
No more mother-in-law.
Right.
Which is always good to have your own environment. Okay.
It is. You're
let's
in
see
a
what
pretty well.
Okay, let's see what we got. Okay, so I kind of see a lot of change here in this reading. Your first card, your past card, is the Eight of Swords. And that may have to do with some of the, you know, the past things that you went through, kind of trying to get onto your own. It says narrow or restricted surroundings, you know. And so I think that that has to do with just what I was talking to you about while I was shuffling the cards, which is you used to not have your own place. You used to live with your, I think, your mother-in-law, right?
Yep, we were living with my mother-in-law. And then,
and that was kind of a tense surrounding from what I remember. It was
it was incredibly tense.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly a happy living arrangement. And
no,
so, but now you're in your own place, and I take it that it's a much more happy environment, right?
Yeah, it is. We moved back down to my home area, and we both got enrolled in school and everything, and we're doing a lot better now.
That's great. That's really great. So, you know, your present card is Temperance, which has a lot to do with being patient. Okay, and letting things happen as they happen, you know. One thing, you know, because I've kind of had my own struggles with fertility, that I've learned is that, you know, a lot of they used to say that if you didn't get pregnant within the first year, there was something wrong, right? Now they say that almost 80% of people who didn't get pregnant in the first year get pregnant on their own in the second year. So, I mean,
really?
You guys have been together for almost 3 years, but I can take it that you've probably been trying for about a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty
Be
much as soon as
it.
We got married, we both knew that we wanted to have kids. I've wanted kids for a long time, and I actually almost was a father, but the woman terminated the baby kind of without letting me know, and that was pretty rough.
Oh, no. That is pretty rough. So you've got kind of an anxiousness to do this. You feel really ready about it. And, you know, there's definitely an error of this card of being patient. The other part of this card, though, is not just patience, but also getting balance in your life. There may be some other health issues going on. A lot of times when you have other dwindling health issues or you know, just too much stress on your plate, those things can diminish your fertility, both for men and for women. So both of you need to start focusing on, you know, not just doing the physical parts of, you know, what makes a baby, but also you want to make sure that you're eating healthy, that you're both exercising and things like that. Just say that, you know, if you start to live a more sedentary lifestyle, that diminishes your fertility. You know, and things like that. So you want to work on your health as well and make sure, because that's part of the Temperance card is balance. And so you want to make sure that there's a balance, you're eating a balanced diet, that you're balancing, you know, your relaxation time with exercise and things like that. I've actually started doing something that's pretty good. I have knee problems, so I can't do a lot of exercise. But I've been doing the Just Dance games on the Wii, and I've actually lost about 15 pounds doing that. It's fantastic.
Wow.
So if you want an exercise suggestion, that's my exercise suggestion.
Awesome, and I do have a Wii,
you know,
so that's a great idea.
There you go. Yeah, and they just came out with a new Wii game. The Just Dance 4 just came out. So, you know, if you're looking for a good way to, you know, do something that, you know, it's a good bonding experience with your wife, too, to do those type of things. Just Dance, you can do both the two of us or, you know, apart. But I would definitely suggest that, you know, be patient, but also you need to have some balance in your health and being eating healthy. I know, especially when you're in school and working, how easy it is to just, you know, bring home a big deep-fried bag of grease, you know. But those type of things, high-sodium diets, you know, where you're drinking a lot of soda, if you're eating a lot of fast food and things like that, high sodium, high fat things, you need to cut that out and eat more, you know, raw vegetables, eat more steamed foods, you know, maybe instead of going for a cheeseburger, go for a veggie burger. I think they're delicious,
I've
you know, and things like that. You never tried a veggie burger?
Never.
Oh, yeah, typical Wisconsin guy, you know.
Right.
You know, beef and cheese, you know.
Yeah,
but
and beer.
They are really good. Yeah, and beer, too. Yeah, I can't forget the beer. But, you know, they are really good. Just making those changes in your life.
I'm sorry, I hate to interrupt, but you also forgot the bacon. What's
going on? Oh, yeah, bacon is huge.
Yes. All right.
Of course.
Sorry,
you know,
to chime in.
It's very hard. You can still have a couple strips of bacon, you know, and stay
mm-hmm.
healthy. Bacon, you know, bacon's only about 70 calories a slice. So you can have a couple strips of bacon on your veggie burger if you want, you know. Some people would think
mm-hmm.
that's hypocritical, but it's really not. but your last card is the Eight of Wands, okay? And it sounds, you know, a lot of times people think of high wands cards and they think, ooh, is that a good card? You know, I'm not really sure about that. I don't always want to say that things are bad about that, but essentially the Eight of Wands has to do almost with communication, you know? And so I wonder if that means, you know, getting on a certain schedule and things like that, you know. It's kind of telling me that you guys want to run, you know. I get a sense of urgency from you, you know, that you really,
okay,
really
yeah.
want this. And I can understand why, you know, like you said, you've had past experience with this where you thought you were going to be a father and that was taken away from you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an awful thing, you know. I can understand
mm-hmm.
why that would be. But I really think with the patient, with the Temperance card and this card, which is kind of about, you know, quick communication and getting that message across and stuff like that, I almost think that, you know, if you just be patient with it and you know, focus on being healthy and getting onto a schedule and knowing her schedule, that helps a lot too, that
mm-hmm.
it'll come to you naturally. And not only that, but another thing that I think is always important that people neglect, prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I did a prayer to meter on Haleluya of 2009. That was December 26, 2009. And then when I found out I was pregnant, I went back and traced my conception date, and it was December 26, 2009.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I can never emphasize enough that prayer works. And that,
mm-hmm.
you know, by all means, you're a Hellenist. Do a prayer to
yep.
Demeter right now. We're in the month of Aphrodite through our temple.
Mm-hmm.
So do a prayer to Aphrodite. They're both fertility goddesses, and we'll,
mm-hmm.
and we'll help you.
Awesome.
All right. Does that help? Is there anything else that you'd
yeah,
like me to...
Yeah, it did. It was really cool. That was actually my first reading. It was really cool.
Excellent.
And
well,
I learned
I'm glad
a lot of awesome information.
Good.
Awesome. Thank
That's
you.
That's really good. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see what else we have. One second, folks. And let's see. Area code 304. You are on the radio.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello? Hi.
Hi, who is this?
I had so many questions running through my head, but I think I've narrowed it down.
Okay.
Are you ready?
What's your name and where are you from?
Oh, I'm sorry. Right now I'm living in Providence, Rhode Island. I just
okay.
moved here like 2 months ago to go to school. And that is actually part of my question.
Okay, what's your question?
Okay, so yeah, I've invested a lot in this, going to school, and I would like to know what is going to come of what I'm doing in school now. I've gone down this road before, and it didn't work out so well, and so this is like, you know, my third option, pretty much, or fourth or fifth. So,
okay.
I guess that's my question.
All right.
Oh, and also, I'm Heather Pullman in the chat room, if that matters.
Oh, right. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
So your question is whether you should continue on the path you're on for school.
Well, not continue, because I have to do it. I mean, I just hope I don't crash and burn. But, yeah, I'm very focused on doing this, because I've spent so much money on it and other stuff.
What are you studying?
I guess my question would be, you know, when I get, I don't want to go on and on, but you know, when I get out, I hope to like maybe be able to pay back everything and, you know, enjoy what I'm doing. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, or it could be just a general reading if you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what are you studying in school right now? What's your intended career?
It's culinary arts.
Okay.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. I am seeing. Okay. So what I'm seeing is I did the fairly immediate future. So let's call it like this. Say a year from now, 5 years from now, and 10 years from now.
Okay.
So a year from now, I see you, if not completing your studies, being very close. And
yeah.
That opening the door for some really excellent opportunities for travel. And I have the Six of Swords here. And it looks like, from what I'm seeing, you're going on these fairly epic journeys. You know, maybe you're getting a job on a cruise ship or hotel or even just hotel hopping or whatever. But I do see it giving you opportunities for travel. I also see it as a very, shall we say, psychotransformative journey, as in your...
Informative?
Psychotransformative. And what I mean by that is you'll be learning a lot about yourself because you'll be put in some very interesting situations.
Oh, that sounds like it'll be a struggle. Is that... Okay.
It will
I do
be
like
a
to travel,
struggle.
Though, that's for sure.
It has
Sorry
its pluses interrupt. And negatives. The pluses, you'll be traveling and really learning a lot. The negative part is it will be unstable. But on the other path, on the other side hand, it's helping you be more of who you are. And it's the way you are. You would be a Sagittarius by any chance, would you?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Exactly.
Very good.
Who's psychic?
Totally.
I am. Yeah. Okay. I'm just messing with y'all. So anyway, I don't want to do that, but that was fun. So what I'm seeing in 5 years, I see you kind of definitely trying to settle down and establish roots. However, and actually here I have the Hierophant. It's funny because I said 5 years, and Hierophant is card number 5. Ooh, spooky. Trust me, I didn't plan that. That was just a coincidence. Well, there's no such thing as a coincidence. Anyway, I see you looking for some stability, but it's not just in career. That's very interesting. I see you, shall we say, cashing in your experience and actually focusing more on spirituality. And oh, that's interesting. You ever thought about the connection between food and spirituality?
Definitely.
So I see that
you did a whole show on it.
That's true.
You did? Well, I'll have to re-listen to it then.
We love the archives. So,
yeah, I've been listening as much as I can.
Awesome. So I definitely see you working on that intersection between food and spirituality, if not teaching on it in 5 years. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. That would make sense because I'm interested in both, for sure. In fact, that was wonderful.
Awesome. And what I'm seeing in 10 years, I have 2 of Pentacles, and I see you having some problems finding a balance, as in you've between the next phase of your life and following your heart or following where your pocketbook needs to go. So there's going to be a struggle in about 10 years going to hit this point of, okay, do I want to have more money and more stability and put down more roots, or do I want to keep on doing what I'm doing? So in about 10 years, you'll come to a major crossroads.
Okay. I'll mark that in my calendar.
To the day. 10 years to the day. So remember, October 29th, 2022. That is, of course, if we make it past 2012 and you know, the Mayans haven't carried us all off or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it was good talking with you, Heather. Keep on listening.
Likewise.
And we'll see you in the chat.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you both doing this.
No problem. I think this has been a pretty fun show.
Yeah,
but we've got
it.
5 minutes left, so let's try to get one last person in.
One more reading.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
All right. Thanks again, Heather. Oh, one more reading. Okay. Do 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 do. Okay. I can't tell. That one's you. Oh, we got one more. So area code 606, you are on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. My name is Melody, and I just kind of like to know what's in store for me in my life. I'm married right now, my husband. I had a problem about a year ago. He had an affair, and we're back together now, but I just kind of like to know if I'm wasting my time or it'll be okay.
Okay. You said your name is Melody?
Melody.
And where are you calling from? Okay. Where are you calling from?
Pulaski County. It's in Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky. Okay.
Awesome.
Kentucky has one of the funniest names for a state park I've ever seen. It's called Big Bone Lick State Park. Cracks me up whenever I pass it. Sometimes we go through Kentucky on our way up to Illinois from North Carolina. And I just think that it's a funny name for a park. Right. So I'm shuffling the cards right now. And I'm going to do 3 cards for you. And see what we can come up with about essentially your romantic life, okay? Since that seems to be on your mind. You said the affair happened a year ago?
Well, I think ended about a year ago.
Okay. Very interesting. You've got 2 major arcana cards and a 3-card reading. Yeah. So, I mean, this is big stuff. This is something, you know, a major part of her life. So you've got, you know, kind of major cards coming forward. Your first card that deals with the past is... it's a 7 of Pentacles.
Okay.
And it deals, you know, it's, a lot of people when they think of Pentacles automatically think of money, but really what it is kind of like getting off on the wrong track. And that's really kind of what happened with your marriage, is that it got off on the wrong track. you know, obviously an affair is a sign of a big problem within a marriage. When people have affairs, it's usually a sign that they're unhappy, you know. And not only that, but then there's other things that just, the affair then complicates the issue, because there's this, you know, feelings of betrayal, of distrust, of disconnectedness. There's a bit of a bond that's broken between the two of you because of that betrayal, you know, and there's kind of a lot of emotions surrounding that. And it's really kind of hard to tell where to go. But there is, you know, the main thing about this card is that it deals with disappointment and loss. And so the loss that obviously I think this card is representing is that affair. And it is a loss. It's you know, it's a tragedy when something like that happens, when you have a marriage and what you think is a good relationship and there's betrayal within it. And right now, in the present, you've got the Hanged Man, which is, you know, it's so telling of your situation, because you're not really sure what to do. You've got a lot of distrust, no doubt, going forward, feelings of betrayal, anger, all these things that are basically disallowing you to have any kind of progression within within your marriage. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, have you guys sought any counseling or anything like that for this?
No.
No? Is that something he'd be willing to do?
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay. That I got to say that I can't stress enough, and it's probably because I come from, you know, the sociological background, I can't stress enough how much I think counseling is important if you want to continue the marriage, that counseling is important to get through this. You know, you've got obviously got some emotional issues that you've got to deal with this marriage, you've got emotions that you know you shouldn't feel bad about having. If you feel betrayed, you know that's not something that you're wrong for feeling betrayed. You know, there's a lot of emotions that are going to be surrounding this that you need to sort out. You need to sort it out with him, because if you're going to go forward in this marriage, it's extremely important that you learn how to repair your relationship together. That, you know, just going forward and leaving that behind, it's not going to work. Even if he's apologized for it, which I kind of take, you know, from my own intuition, I understand that it doesn't seem like maybe he's done enough to apologize. Does that make sense?
I missed the last part. My phone was cutting out. I'm so sorry.
Okay. I'm getting the impression that he hasn't really done enough in your mind to apologize.
Maybe, I'm not sure. I have a lot of trust issues right now.
Okay, you have a lot of trust issues, and whatever he has done has not helped repair those trust issues, obviously, because you still have them. You know, this is, you know, the hangman is the epitome of the suspended decision. You know, you have two paths to go on that you can lead on, and neither one really looks very appetizing to you. You have the one where you continue on with this marriage, which you're not happy with, and you have trust issues, and you're not sure exactly what to deal with that. And you have a husband who's maybe not so willing to go to any kind of couples counseling or therapy with you. And then you have the other path, which is going it on alone, you know, and being able to, you know, you know, be a single mother and do all the things that you have to do to you know, essentially end this relationship, which obviously when there's children involved is a big deal, you know. The future card that I have for you is actually a good card, I think, because it's a strength card. And the interesting thing about the strength card is it's not really always physical strength that people think it is. in actuality, the Strength card is more about bravery and more about being able to do what needs to be done. Now, I'm not suggesting that you get divorced or anything like that, because I do think, you know, if you're still in this marriage and you're willing to do what needs to be done, then the marriage can be saved. But you have to sit down with your husband and tell, and I really can't stress enough that I think you need counseling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when you have a big betrayal like that, it's not something you're going to get over easily. And no one can blame you for still having feelings of distrust. And it, really the only thing that's going to help that is time and counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're serious about keeping your marriage together and that's what you really want, you really have to kind of look inside yourself and say, what do I want? Do I want to stay married? Do I, you know, am I still in love? Do I still want to stay married? Or is it was this a deal breaker and I need to part ways? Once you make that decision, you need to take that decision and own it. And, you know, he has to be on board with it as well if you want to save the marriage. It can't just be a one-way thing. If you guys want to save the marriage, both of you have to get together and do what needs to be done.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I would, you know, if you're considering, you know, staying in the marriage and that's what you want, then you have to tell him that that's what you want, and I would, you know, seriously suggest counseling to him. There's a lot of places you can go to get, you know, either free or sliding scale counseling. I don't know any out in Kentucky off the hot top of my head, but I would Google that and see, you know, depending on what you can afford and stuff like that. Being able to get into a counseling session. Even if you go just a few times, it will help, but I really think that you need long-term counseling.
And there are many places that will do free or income-based counseling.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, as someone who has learned a lot from relationships, that one of the biggest problems is communication. And a lot of those communications can lead to some of the problems we've already talked about. And counseling can definitely help, you know, get everyone on the same page.
Yeah,
definitely. Because if you think about it, you know, if you think about why people have affairs, you know, it's something that some need that wasn't being met for him that he did not communicate to you. Now, he did it the wrong way by having an affair. He did not handle his emotions the correct way. He should have come to you with whatever problems he was having. But what Mark said is right. Communication is the basis of that problem. You guys need to learn how to talk to each other and convey your emotions to each other and be supportive of each other in the emotional problems that you're having.
Uh-huh. We should do a pagan
right now. That's not happening.
Show.
So I hope that.
Thank you.
I hope that if that's what you want, if you want to save the marriage, I hope that you can get him on board and go to counseling with you.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll see what we can do.
All right. Well, thank you, Melody,
good,
for calling
good luck.
In.
Thank you.
That was probably one of the fastest shows we ever did, wasn't it, Mark?
I would definitely have to agree with you there.
That time went so fast.
It went so fast, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
So,
we should do another show
sometime,
because I bet you we can get a lot more people to call in.
Oh, yeah, without question. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do one more quick reading. I know we're over time, but...
It's okay.
I
feel right.
One last quick one.
That's fine, one last one.
Spirit is moving. Last one, folks. Last one. Last call. So you don't have to stay. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Or at least not until next week when, you know, our show's on again. Anyway, caller. Area code 303, you are on the air.
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness.
How are you?
Good.
I was, like,
who's
praying
this?
That you guys were going to answer.
Your prayers have been answered in the meager way that we can grant prayers. Who's this? And where are you from?
This is Jessica.
And where are you from, Jessica?
I'm from Massachusetts currently.
Okay.
Hope you're faring the storm all right.
Thank you. Actually, it's really quiet out. I think that the storm's dying down, which means I definitely have to go to work tomorrow.
Now, do you go by Jesse on Facebook?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. So I'll talk to you, too. After Adam got off of me doing my reading, he posted on Facebook, and Jesse saw the post and said, "I didn't know you were doing that." We've got a few minutes left,
so I'm
glad that she
got
in.
Jesse, since you're so enthusiastic about getting a reading, you can choose who to like, get a reading from.
Oh, my goodness. That's really hard. I can't get a reading from both of you?
Well, I suppose you want to both do three cards real quick?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
Okay, that's fine.
Right,
we'll go out
with
a grand finale.
All right, let's go for it.
Do you have anything specific
questions?
Basically, I was hoping to know more about my future in the military, just to know how successful I'll be because I am battling against ADHD, and it's really difficult, and it's really hard for me to know exactly what's going to happen on a day-to-day basis as well as far in the future. So it's always good to know how I'm going to deal with my future when there's so much going on, and it's really, really high standards at all times.
I get that.
Okay.
So
do you have any other questions, or do you want us both to read on that question?
I would really, really appreciate if you could just read on that to your fullest abilities, just to help me along, because that seems
sure.
to be the only main concern in my life right now.
Fair enough.
Interesting.
Holy crap.
She says this, and then I have all these emotional cards come up, you know, that have to do with...
You're never going
to
believe what I got.
what did you get?
I did past, present, future. And past, I got the Fool card. Present, I have the Tower. And future, I have the Hierophant.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy crap.
Well, yeah, seriously. Okay,
first of all, you gotta read that first. You got to go first now.
Okay. You got all three major arcana. I think you're the only person tonight who got three major arcana in a row. So. Archie, you're special. what I'm reading from this is that with the Fool card that you came into this, perhaps with some degree of naivete, you know, which comes with youth, which is not a problem, but you had definitely pure and honest intentions and nothing but good intentions and enthusiasm. Definitely lots of enthusiasm. So, that's interesting. Okay. I keep seeing you, like, being kind of superimposed on the Fool card and, like, okay, I'm ready to go away from home. I'm ready to start this epic journey. in the present... you know, you definitely have the issues you're talking about. I'm also seeing that... So what are you doing in the military right now?
Right now, I'm a records manager, basically. I do have 26 different jobs, so there's a lot going on. It's a lot of juggling, a lot of mental energy that's being used. I have to be on my toes 24/7 on top of everything. And forgetting even one little thing can be catastrophic to the daily mission. So it's a lot. A lot to handle.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely the Tower card seeing that things are going to change. And what I would recommend is, instead of letting something happen to you, which is going to... I don't think I don't think you're going to completely lose what you're seeking, but I think it's not going to come in the way you're looking at it. And it's going to come quickly. So basically this problem is going to come to a head very, very quickly. So what I would recommend in order for things not to derail is to probably be honest with yourself and see where in the military you could best use yourself that you don't think you would, you know, what's going on is going to be a problem, and then just be do really well at it. Because for the final outcome in the future, you know, we've got the Hierophant, and it shows that, for me, that's a positive ending because of how the Hierophant is, can be very regimented. You know, for me, this looks like, you know, definitely career advancement. However, you're in a very sticky situation right now, and the best thing is to take control of the change before, well, as the Sphinx would say in the movie Mystery Men, before your change takes control of you.
It's true. I'm actually being PCS'd to another country, too.
Wow.
So that might be part of the change.
That sounds right.
All
right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, you want me to go on with mine?
Sure.
Okay, so I did past, present, and future as well. The first card, I love it when this card comes up in a reading. It's better if it comes up in the present or future. But you got the Nine of Cups for your past card. It's one of my favorite cards to come up in a reading because it's kind of like the your wishes come true card. but this is coming up in your past. And so what I can kind of see is that this card has said that you've come from a good place. That you've come from, you know, some stability, from knowing what you want out of life, and that you didn't make the decision to go into the military lightly. That this was something that you wanted.
Wow. That's really true.
Yeah. And so, you know, for you to think about where your future is in the military is something very serious to you, because I think I get the understanding that you would really kind of consider the military to be a career for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I definitely do.
Okay. And so, you know, it's something that, you know, your present card is the Three of Swords, which is kind of a card that has to do with a little bit of internal struggle. You know, the way that I've seen it written in books is that it talks about civil war, but I really think that it has to do with kind of some of your internal struggles that are going on right now and dealing with all the work that you have to do and the important work that you have to do and also keeping yourself healthy as well. And it's been a very big struggle for you, and you're not really sure, you know, that your goals and that your, you know, that the path that you've chosen is still the best path for you. That, you know, not so much that the military has changed, but that you've changed. And I'm not saying that you should drop out of the military or anything like that. That's something that you have to decide for yourself what your path is going to be. But I do see that there is a sense of internal change within you where you did not make this decision lightly. It was what you wanted, but now you're a little bit second-guessing that decision, and so you have to evaluate. Now, the future card that I have is very interesting because when I see this card, like I said on the first reading that I did, when I see cards like court cards, I almost always think of it as a person. And this card, when it comes up, whenever it comes up in a reading, especially for the ladies, it almost always means that you're going to have a baby. and I don't know how far in the future this is, but I do see in the future Knave of Chalices, which also, you know, I don't know if you're even in a romantic relationship right now or what that is. Or it could be talking about some other type of, you know, not necessarily a physical child, but a spiritual child. You know, some other type of venture that you're going to take. That could be it, too. But like I said, I almost always err towards the fact that it might be a person.
It's really funny that you mentioned that because every time I've had a tarot reading, they tell me that I'm going to have a child. every
That's
single
funny.
time.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, I'm not even sure if you're with somebody romantically or anything like that, where it could even be a possibility. But, you know, and I'm not really sure how sure in the far in the future this is. But this may have to do a lot with what Mark had suggested with kind of the Tower card, which has to do with great and kind of, you know, transformative change, you know, going from the role of being, you know, full-time military personnel to, you know, being a mother is a very difficult thing to do. You know, obviously there are still mothers in the military. So just because you have a child doesn't mean you have to, you know, leave the military or anything like that. But I do think that the changes that are happening with you right now, which you said, you know, that they're going to, you're being restationed overseas, is that what you said?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so you're going to meet new people and things like that, and this may be, have to do with, you know, where you're being restationed at. You may meet someone, and you know, things might happen. But I see those are connected, and I don't necessarily, you know, the first card that I got, the Nine of Cups, tells me that, you know, this decision to go in the military, this was something that you really wanted, and it's not something you should let go of lightly. You know?
Wow.
So, you know, if you still feel the same and you still want to be in the military, then that's the place for you. But, you know, if you don't think that, you know, you can do it either because of your health or because you just see another path for yourself, then, you know, you need to put that same energy into the decision that you took to be in the military to coming out of the military.
And that's the thing right now is I don't know if it's for me yet. Because basically the base that I'm stationed at, it doesn't really feel like a true base, but I know that as soon as I go to a real one, my perspective will change, and therefore I will know whether it's going to be a career for me or if I'm going to try and pursue another path. So it's really, really hard, and you're absolutely right that I might actually meet somebody that will change my path up too, so and I hope that's the case. I mean,
I don't know if you're romantically involved, but I get the sense that you're not right now, and that this person that you may have a child with, you never know, is somebody you haven't met yet.
Well, I'm
so
definitely
it may be that, yeah, it may be that, you know, like you said, you don't feel at home right now, but change is coming for you because you're about to be restationed. And a lot to do with being in the military is adapting to that change, you know. You build up your tower in one place, and then you have to take it down and move it, you know. And so I would say, you know, it sounds like you're almost excited about being restationed, and so therefore you should you know, that things maybe will be looking up at your next place of residence.
That's what I'm hoping for. I'm definitely hoping to meet some new people and change my environment a little bit. And I think that being in another country, I'll meet some people and learn a different way of life that might actually spawn a better growth for myself than I would have been able to successfully have here.
Well, that's fantastic then. It sounds like you're excited about it, and you have right to be excited.
Yeah, I really am.
Good. Very good. Well, I hope we were helpful.
You most certainly. I haven't had my tarot deck in a few weeks, so I haven't been able to look up anything. So the fact that both of you were able to give me some very strong readings was very helpful and gives me a lot of confidence for my future.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jesse, for calling in, and good luck with being restationed.
Thank you. I appreciate it, both of you.
Okay.
All right. Well, you take care.
Thank you.
You too, and good luck out there, and stay safe.
All right, thank you. You also.
Thanks. All right, well, that's it, folks.
It's been a long show.
Long show, but I think we helped a lot of people tonight. Well, I think that's it. I need to definitely hit the hay. It's getting late.
Me too. Got stuff to do and babies to look after and things like that. So I'm going to sign off for right now, but I hope everybody enjoyed the show. And we'll see you next week. I will listen to you. Well, we'll be here next week on the Path Less Traveled.
All right. Blessed be, good night, and happy Samhain, everyone.
Greatest blessings, everyone.
Thank you for joining us on WSI-sponsored Pagans Tonight Radio Network. You can hear us every night right here on Blog Talk Radio, or download us later on iTunes. Please check our schedule for accurate showtimes. For all questions, comments, or show suggestions, you can email us at pagans tonight@gmail.com. And let us know how we're doing. We'd love to hear from you. You can also visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and now on LiveJournal. We invite you to tune in again tomorrow night. Good night, and blessed be.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.